Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. This Thanksgiving, a coronavirus test may go hand in hand with turkey and stuffing. Yes, many in the Commonwealth are following the recommendations from health authorities, staying home for the holiday or using Zoom or gathering outdoors instead of having the traditional indoor family affair. But among those who are intent on trying to gather indoors, many hope to decrease the odds of transmission by getting a coronavirus test in advance. There's the problem. That is easier said than done, with long lines stretching out at testing sites all over the state. Here to tell us more is WBUR's Carrie Goldberg. Welcome back to the show, Carrie.
Thank you, Tiziana.
I know you're following this, so tell us what you've been seeing.
Well, yes, actually, I'm just back from Dot House Health. That's a community health center in Dorchester. And you can kind of see the testing system straining at the seams. So I was there at about noon. There were already more than two dozen people waiting outside, even though the testing wouldn't start until one. And then these two staffers came out and they started handing out cards, giving people a specific time slot so they could leave and then come back so they wouldn't have to wait in line for hours. Here's Maria Papadopoulos. She's the health center's director of clinical operations.
The last couple days have been extremely busy. Like, we ran out of our time slot tickets yesterday at like 10 o'clock, and we were testing till 4. So you can imagine how long these lines have been. Blocks and blocks. Yeah, and sometimes they loop into our parking lot.
And she says they're testing about 150 people a day, and they would test more, but they're limited by the amount of staff they have.
So is this just a Thanksgiving rush, Carrie?
Well, I think it's more than that. Papadopoulos says it's the surge and it's the holidays and it's Mayor Marty Walsh telling Bostonians a couple of weeks ago that they should all get regularly tested. Now, nobody in line wanted to be interviewed on the record, but one woman told me she uses public transportation to take her baby for medical care. So these days she's getting tested once a month. And she was so eager, she arrived at 7 a.m., though then she came back later when she realized she didn't need to be there that early. But we're hearing about much longer lines than usual all over the place. In Marlboro, CBS Boston reports that when their Stop the Spread sites started, they were doing 50 or 100 tests a day. And last Friday, they did more than 800. And the director of the Board of Health in Lawrence, Mike Armano, says they've seen an increase in daily testing from about 200 people a day to over 900 people as the holiday approaches.
So let's review this, Carrie. Let's talk about the efficacy of getting a test before going to see people for Thanksgiving. How effective is that in protection?
Well, I mean, Armano from Lawrence says, you know, you should not assume that getting a test now means you're in the clear.
Testing is only a snapshot in time, so it shouldn't be used as a free pass to go to a gathering or a free pass to travel. It should be used to bring awareness that you have COVID-19 or not.
And Tiziana, to expand on that a bit, you know, the research shows that if you're infected, you can go from having an undetectable level of virus to peak viral load and being very infectious in just about 3 days. So all the testing experts I've heard on this really discourage people from feeling like testing provides, as Armano says, a free pass for something like a gathering.
So let's talk about getting the responses back, you know, your results. Can people get them soon enough for Thanksgiving? Does it vary depending on the type of test or location?
Right. So that's another issue. Now, most tests that are done these days are still PCR, the most accurate kind. And the trouble is that the wait for those results varies a lot from just a day or so to nearly a week. Like this morning, Tufts Medical Center tweeted this very apologetic tweet that it will take 5 business days for results right now because of this rise in demand. So clearly a test you get today is just not going to help you for Thanksgiving.
So I want to point out, we're not trying to discourage people from getting tests. Testing is important. It is a key strategy. That being said, state and local officials have been urging residents to do it, but I'm wondering how feasible it is given what we're seeing. Can our Commonwealth keep up with the demand?
Right. So just to underscore what you say, testing is important. It's especially important because this virus spreads even though you don't have symptoms. So it's very important to know your status. In terms of the state, you know, clearly they're having a very tough time keeping up right now. But I'd like to think that this is a kind of a transitional period as we move toward broader testing. Like, I've been doing some reporting lately about New England colleges, and it's looking like their experience this fall, where they brought a lot of students on campus, but they tested the heck out of them, is still more evidence that really broad testing of people, even without symptoms, so what's called surveillance testing, is a powerful tool for controlling transmission, because you can catch outbreaks before they get really big.
So that's at colleges that can afford to pay for that level of testing. What about statewide?
Well, a really leading expert on testing, Dr. Michael Minna at Harvard Chan School of Public Health, is pushing for the use of quick, cheap tests like antigen tests on strips of paper for really widespread testing. And there are those and other promising technologies that seem to be coming soon for easier, cheaper tests. They're less sensitive, but the argument is that what matters is whether you're contagious, and they're sensitive enough to pick that up. But for now, though, it seems like the state is stuck just trying its best to expand testing capacity and keep trying to persuade people to use it, even though we're hearing so many complaints about how inconvenient it can be.
Carrie, should the state have done something different to prepare for this moment? We've been hearing about second surge for quite a while.
So we have. I feel like before I want to second guess anybody, we should note that Massachusetts really is a leader in testing. You know, at latest count, we were doing more than 80,000 tests a day, and the Broad Institute alone has hit over 100,000 tests a day because it does colleges from other New England states as well. But what I'm hearing is that there are these bottlenecks in the system, and they're mainly at the sites that do the testing, you know, things like staffing, as we heard from Dorchester, registration, traffic flow. And I imagine the state is working as we speak on ramping up capacity significantly more. As Maria Papadopoulos at Dot House Health said, this is all still new and they're figuring it out.
And what do these lines now tell us, Carrie, about the rest of the holiday season?
Well, you know, what I'm thinking, Tiziana, is that people are going to see what happens after Thanksgiving. And if they see that really was a pretty bad idea for them to have gotten tested and then gone to their gatherings at Thanksgiving, I suspect that there will not be as much demand before Christmas. But that remains to be seen.
Well, WBUR's Carrie Goldberg, thanks for joining us, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too, my friend. Don't smoke too many cigars.
Ha ha ha.